We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest in Kansas City soccer coverage from KCSN, featuring No Other Pod with Jimmy Mack and Daniel Kuser. Currently, with Daniel Kuser and Chris Wright, and Soccer Talks with Ali Trost-Martin, KC Sports Network is your new go-to for Kansas City soccer coverage. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. And now, let's get to it.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Currently, KC Current Podcast. Dare say, the best KC Current Podcast. I'm Daniel Kuser, here with Chris Wright. Chris, talk to me. What's going on, man?
Buddy, we are coming off a fun win against Gotham, man. Victory Thursday, bro.
Almost, yeah. So I doubted it. I'm mad at myself for doubting us and thinking we wouldn't get it done. But it got done in glorious fashion, and we're going to break it all down, guys. We're going to be here, for all the recaps. We're going to look ahead to Angel City. We have a little special guest joining us today. Perhaps you know this person, Michelle freaking Cooper. That's right. Striker for KC Current. If you're paying attention, she was kind enough to give us about 20 minutes of her time, and man, if it's not an excellent interview, I'm excited for you guys to hear it and listen to her talk about rookie life and the season so far. But first, before we get there, we got to say, ratings and reviews, hit us up. Hit the 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You know what? We have people email us and they're like, we don't have Apple Podcasts, but consider this a 5-star rating. They sent us emails this week. I swear to God, they did. They just love us, man. It's exciting.
Good to know.
Also, if you guys ever have any questions, tweet us. We'll get them on the pod. Anyways, let's jump into it, man. Let's just start right there with the recap. 2-0. 2-0 against Gotham FC. Really played up the Batman theme, too, didn't we?
Like, people painted as Joker. I think the current social media team had, like, Batman references. So, certainly played it up.
They had the old theme song playing when they were introducing the other team. Just, very funny. I was like, am I watching old Batman right now in my parents' bedroom when I'm a kid? What is this? But, dude, this game had all, I don't want to say upset, but it had all the makings of a loss, in my opinion. Gotham is a pretty good team. They have pretty good players, but I think we undersold our own team because we're a pretty good team. We have pretty good players. Dabinha was like, hold my beer. I'm going to go ahead and get a quick brace real fast. Don't worry about it. What's your initial thoughts coming in there, man? We sat down. Did you think maybe a draw would be a good thing against this team, or were you like, nah, we're going to win?
You know, knowing Gotham, they haven't played any really good competition. So it was a little bit of both teams, points aside, tables aside, like both teams are kind of learning themselves. But I did not expect a 2-0 victory. And not only a 2-0 victory, a dominant. We looked fantastic against Gotham. We shredded their defense. Our defense did really well. We'll get into all that, but I did not expect a 2-0 victory. But, man, I could not be more proud of this team.
Yeah, I could not be more proud of buying the merch of the match. You dig it?
I love it. It looks good.
You digging my quarter zip, dude? It's like, look at it. It looks like snake skin.
You get a size too small so you can, like, show off the biceps? Look at that.
I don't have to get a size too small. That's just what the arms do. Let's not talk about it. feeling good, though, dude. I wore this to work the other day. I was like, I'm feeling very spring. And it's like, well, now it's like 70-some degrees, so it's freaking hot up in here.
Yeah, you picked the wrong time to wear it. It's like 70 degrees right now or something. Toasty.
Let's just quick sidebar here. KC Current knocked it out of the park with their branding. Everything from the colors to the crest, I'm sold on all of it. I wish I had all the money so I could buy all the merch. I'm talking the hoodies, the sweatshirts, the stocking caps. Buddy, I might go buy the bucket hat. Yeah. Yeah. They got a bucket hat, and that would be brilliant for summertime.
I mean, I want to see you wear it, sir. I want to see you out there gardening, bucket hat on.
With my long hair and a bucket hat, I look phenomenal. I look sexy lifeguard. It's out of control. I'll just put a little sunscreen on my nose like I'm in Salute Your Shorts. Did you ever watch that show, Salute Your Shorts?
I did. I just want pictures. That's all I ask. I want Marissa to send me some candid photos of you out there doing your thing.
Who needs pictures, dude? We'll live it together. I'll be there with you. I you think I'm gardening? No, I don't garden. I keep my bitch ass in the kitchen where I belong.
Marissa, you are quite the cook.
Marissa does all the outdoor stuff, and I'm like, make sure the neighbors know that you're mowing because you like to mow, and not that I'm forcing you to mow, because this could look really bad.
They look in the window. You're like with an apron on, cooking. I mean,
yeah, bro. Kiss the cook. Absolutely. I'm all about it.
I love it. I love it.
Now I'm getting hungry. Hey, this game, first half, it was fun. I mean, we looked like the better team. We just weren't able to get things in the net. We just weren't able to get it done. So 0-0 at the half. I mean, was anything in the first half stand out to you other than, whoa, Cassie Miller, starting goalkeeper. What did I tell you? What did I say?
You know,
this is something.
Behind the scenes, you know, sometimes we'll occasionally ride together to the games. And the whole car ride, I was just like, I think they're just giving Franch a break. I don't think Miller is taking the starting position that, you know, this Sunday. And Dan was telling me the whole time, he's like, there's a shift here. And you were absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That's why I thought it was more of a reset, but I was wrong.
Kooster Damas, bro. I know what I know what I'm talking about. Dude, it just makes sense. She's not letting goals in. But also, I don't know, defense has been a little better over the last few games, right? We still don't have probably our starting back line in there, especially with Elizabeth Ball hurt. But I feel like overall the team's been clicking a little better since first two games of the season.
I kind of feel bad for Franch in that respect, because you lost Ball. You get two, like, you know, a trialist who came on in Soto, and then Robinson, who's a rookie, second-round pick. So she had to, you know, work with a lot of the kind of the inexperience right off the bat. But Miller, you give her an opportunity, and she's going to take it. She had that, like, point-blank save. I can't remember what happened, but the ball was crossed, and it was her and the attacker, and she just stopped that point blank. Her positioning has been fantastic. She's commanded the box on corners. She's done a great job.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, defense has been great. Chemistry, confidence, getting better. But you know who else is getting better? Davinia. I realize I want to say all my words like that. Like, I got to go cook the dinner. I got to go to work. That's how I want to talk now. I know it's not Italian, but it sounds like it ought to be Italian. So I'm cooking a pizza. Dude, tell me she's not fitting into this team beautifully. Tell me she's not feeling confident, feeling like a winner, because her goals won this game. Labonte's been playing well. CC Kaiser's been playing well. Things are clicking. You called it the three-headed monster. Dabinia, Lowe, and Kaiser. But, man, oh, man. And then we just, as well, you'll hear, we talked to Michelle Cooper about how She does more than score goals. She's still waiting to get on the goal sheet. As a goal scorer herself, I'm sure that can be a little frustrating. So we're putting out some good vibes for her this week against Angel City, you know?
You know, let's go back. Is the Binya not a cheat code or what? Wherever you put her in, she just does absolutely incredible things. It's like she's like a game genie.
Bro.
You know, it's incredible. You just plug her in, man, and she produces. She's better than advertised. We knew that when she was coming here, she would be amazing. We knew she would fit in anywhere, but I did not expect her to be this good, this quickly, have the team chemistry that they currently have. I was hoping for, but I did not like expect Binya and Lowe to have such great chemistry.
Can you explain Game Genie for everyone that has no idea what you're talking about?
Did I just date myself?
Yes, you did.
Oh my gosh.
If there's people that know Game Genie, good on them. But people are like, what the F is this guy talking about? Go ahead. What is it?
It's a separate cartridge that you would put in your cartridge. Your Sega. And you put in your Sega and you would put the game in and it would give you like unlimited lives or power or whatever.
Here.
That's exactly what Binya is.
But only certain games worked for it, right? Like I remember you could put in Sonic and you would get like Supersonic or something like that.
Something like whatever, you know, whatever analogy you want to make, she's an absolute cheat code.
She's Chico. What she is, here's one I can, you know, relate to. Playing FIFA with your created character and you've got their speed attributes all the way up. And every time, and you're playing on not the easiest difficulty because that's just too easy, but you're playing on the next one, probably amateur level. And you make your team pass you the ball. You know how pissed I get when I'm like mashing the pass button and they don't pass to me because they're not in a safe position to pass. And I'm like, just do it. Just pass to me. Well, I'm going to get that ball and I'm going to take it by myself and I'm going to streak down the wing and then I'm going to cut it at a 45 degree angle about around everyone and I'm going to slice it into the back of the net. That's Binya, dude. She gets the ball and just goes.
It's fun to watch. I can't say it any better than that. Like, wherever she goes, success will follow. And you always worry about a player who comes. Will they like the city? Will they like the team? You know, how will they fit? That's always in the back of your mind. Like, I hope Binya likes Kansas City. I hope they like this front office, her team, the staff, everybody. I hope she really enjoys it. But when you watch her play, you know, she always has, she looks competitive as can be, but she always has a smile on her face too. And when they look happy, when they look like they're having fun, we're having a great time.
Having a great time. Dude, she scored, and they came and celebrated right in front of us.
They did.
It was amazing. Our legs are in the photo that Casey Current posted on Instagram. You saw our legs looking all strong and shit.
In jeans, absolutely. You can't tell. You can't see the calves behind them, but they're there.
They're there. We got calves, damn it. bro, it's amazing. I feel that couple stats about Binya. Tied for first place in goals in the league. Also leads the league in goals per 90 minutes at 1.3. Just hope she keeps up that run of form because we'll win a lot of games. And what's better than winning? I can't think of much. Nothing. I got nothing. Dude, we'll come back and keep talking about this. Let's take a quick break, huh? We'll see you in a minute.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
We got Cavs, damn it. Oh, buddy. The things were pretty even in this game. KC and Gotham. I mean, the shots. 12-13. KC, Gotham. Shots on goal, though, we had seven. Seven shots on goal. We were coming. We were coming for them. They only had three. Our expected goals, 2.72. Theirs is 1.15. They should have probably gotten one or two, you know. Possession, we let them have most of it, 57-42. So, big. What's your main takeaway? I mean, just enjoy the win and look forward to a pretty rough Angel City game on the road.
You know, it's really kind of a peak. It's really kind of a peak as to what we're capable of. That's how I'm looking at it. We don't even have all of our players back yet. We have Hannah Glass. We have Elizabeth Ball. I mean, our injured players, you add up 11 of our injured players, that's a team. That's a whole new team. That's a team that could win in this league. So, you know, there's room for growth. There's room to get better. Our chemistry will get better. There's a ton of optimism about that. You know, one set I'm really excited about is the current, both excited, but, you know, hopefully we can get better. The current are number one in the league in both chances created and chances missed. So
that's interesting.
We're creating, we're just not finishing. But that's going to change, right? We got unlucky the first, you know, three games or so.
It has to.
But, I mean, we've turned it around. We have really turned this train around here. One thing I don't think gets enough credit is DiBernardo.
Yeah.
Like, I know I mention her every single week, it feels like. But when you watch what she does, it's absolutely incredible. She ties this whole midfield together. When you got Dabinha and you got Lowe pressing up and attacking, she's there to pick up all the pieces. She's there to make sure the counter doesn't come. She's there to facilitate from that, you know, bit the back of the midfield. And she's second in the league in possessions won in the final third for 90 minutes. So she's doing all the stuff that's not showing up on the stat sheet, but I'm really happy she's on the current.
Oh, dude, 100%. And there's still little things, too, within the team, how maybe some passes are just mishit. You know, maybe they're just not connecting as they wish they would. But, dude, it's we had old friend Kristen Edmonds playing against her. However, you realize how small she is when she's trying to F with Cassie Miller. She was just standing in front of her, you know, trying to really block her out, and then Cassie Miller just hip checked the hell out of her.
Like watching a kid trying to like guard a parent, you know, a parent in basketball almost.
Yeah.
Like she's trying to shield her, and it was just funny. It's a funny optic. It's a funny visual.
Dude, I did a quick 3-on-3 scrimmage in high school one time. I had to guard Wayne Simeon. That's how I felt, guarding Wayne Simeon. Dude, it was, you know, that was so bad, though. She was doing that every time that the referee actually went and talked to her and was like, y'all just knock it off right now. I assume it was something of that, you know, stop the tomfoolery. That's what a referee would say. But hey, we're seventh place, 6 points. Super early, right? Just all 3 points matter right now. All points matter. I'm excited, dude. Anything else you want to talk about this game, or do you want to kick it to the interview?
Just from the eye test, we really dominated the level of play. I thought the first half, even though we didn't score, I feel like we were clearly the better team. The second half, we were clearly the better team. It just kind of feels like this team's chemistry is coming along really, really well. And I just not be more happy that we're really starting to get past some of the injuries and start, you know, getting some wins.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, I'm just pumped. I'm just pumped about this team right now. Everything's exciting. So, should we throw it to the interview? Do you want to do that?
Let's go talk to Michelle Cooper.
Okay. We will throw it to Michelle Cooper, and then we'll be back to talk more about Michelle Cooper.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. As promised, we have a very special guest with us. Maybe you know her. Maybe you know the name. Michelle Cooper, striker for Kansas City Current. Michelle, wow, welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, gosh. We're just really excited to have you. It's we've been pumped since the draft selection was announced, and you were immediately thrown into the team, just like, hey, go out there and do what you do. So let's just jump right into it. We're big fans of the NWSL draft. A lot of crazy things can happen, and we feel the NWSL draft doesn't get enough attention, let alone the league as a whole. But it was probably one of the craziest drafts in recent memory, I'd say, right, Chris?
Yeah, I believe so.
I imagine there were a lot of emotions going on. What were you feeling? Like, take us through that entire experience that night.
It was such a crazy night, especially being a sophomore coming out of college. A lot of the girls are much older and have gone through college, and being one of the youngest players there was absolutely amazing. It's an experience I'll never forget, and it made it a lot easier. My mom was there with me. My sister was still in college, so she unfortunately wasn't able to make it, but having my mom there made it so much easier, and all my old Duke coaches were there as well, and the night was just awesome.
A lot of support. That sounds,
yeah,
sounds great. I mean, it's, gosh, I can't even imagine what the feeling is like being a sophomore in college, 19, 20 years old, and you're just like, I'm done with this place. I'm done. I'm going pro. I'm big time. Like, what's that decision like for you? I mean, was it just like, you're like, it's time to pull the trigger, go make that money?
Yeah, it was a long and hard conversation with my family, my Duke coaches, and my teammates, and they've all been nothing but supportive. They, as soon as I brought it up to my coaches, they were like, we agree that you're ready, but of course you're always going to have a home here, and it just made my transition a lot easier knowing that I had constant support from everyone around me.
Yeah, going back to the draft, did you have any idea that Kansas City was going to come get you? Because it was a surprise for everybody. Was that a surprise for you as well?
It was a surprise to me. I've been out here once before, the summer before, and I'm originally from Michigan, so a Midwest kind of vibe. It's pretty much the same. But I was very much shocked, and I saw as soon as the trade happened, I was like, fingers crossed that's me, because what they're doing here is something that I wanted to be a part of, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to.
Well, I think everyone's excited to have you. I mean, your style of play on the field, we'll get into that here in a bit, but being the second overall player, high expectations.
Yep.
I mean, you must be feeling it right away, and it's like, you know, current trades, Lynn Williams to get you. I mean, she's an established striker, U.S. national team. How do you manage those expectations? Do you have any nerves coming into that? Or are you just super confident and you're like, I need to own it. Like, this, they came and got me. It's time to repay them.
Definitely both. I definitely have a bunch of nerves going in my first day of practice. I was super nervous. I just wanted to do well and really find my place in the team and make connections. And I think each day has just continued to get better. And obviously each game has continued to get better. And whatever I can do to support this team and chase the dream of winning a national championship is exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, that's the expectation. I mean, we're there last year. That's the next step.
Yeah.
You mentioned that when you came on, some players helped you out. Is there any particular player or group of players who've kind of like taken you under their wing as a rookie?
Not necessarily. The team as a whole has been nothing but supportive. And they have helped every single one of our rookie transitions. All of us have been having a great time. And I think the players do a really good job of making sure that you feel like you're part of this team and you're part of this family that is all chasing the same goal. And it's made my transition super easy. And both on and off the field, I'm nothing but happy.
You can kind of see that from an outsider's point of view. Chris and I have season tickets, so we go to all the games and sit together and talk the whole time. But you see that these rookies don't, you know, you guys don't seem like rookies because you're very much integrated into the team, not even on the field, but like you're getting minutes, but also it just really looks like one big family. Is there any group of women that you've taken to the most? Anyone that you like to hang out with, go grab a bite, go, you know, play games with, anything like that?
Not necessarily. I try to make my way around the team and get to know everyone, especially in my rookie year and just making those friendships. But I grew up with Alexis Spanstra, so she's always someone I go back to. I've known her for a long time, and she's definitely someone I've always gone back to. Yeah.
Chris, you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You know, you've really embraced Kansas City and the Midwest mentality. Like, what does it mean to not only play for the current everything that we're building, but also represent Kansas City as well?
It means so much. I've never been to Kansas City a lot when I was younger. I've been about 2 or 3 times for obviously soccer, but being able to represent the city means so much. The 2 states and 1 city is so awesome. And we feel endless support from everyone here. And knowing that I get to represent such a powerhouse means so much, and be a part of history and being the first women's stadium for women's soccer is absolutely astonishing. And being able to be part of that, especially in Kansas City, means so much.
Yeah, the stadium thing's really exciting for all involved. I can't even imagine for the players as well to get in there just less than a year away.
It's awesome.
Exciting stuff. And signing your deal, you know, you presumably get to be a part of that.
That's
got to be great. Are you becoming more familiar with KC? I know it's been a couple months since you've been here. I mean, do you have any like favorite places to go, restaurants, anything like that?
To be honest, I have not made my way around the city much quite yet. I do know my team loves Betty Ray's ice cream, so the girls go there all the time, and I haven't made my way yet. But I would love suggestions because I am a girl who loves really good food, and getting to know, I know Kansas City is known for their barbecue. So all the barbecue places, please let me know.
That's weird because, I mean, Chris and I are vegetarian and vegan, so no one really invites us out, you know?
You know, going back to the new stadium, it's coming along so quickly. Is there a lot of, like, talk in the locker room about the excitement that's kind of building, having the very first women-specific soccer stadium?
Yes, there is. And it's awesome to hear. Alexa and I made our way out there about a month ago now and got to see it before it went vertical. And thankfully, we have the ability to go back out and see it now that it has gone vertical. And seeing the progress that it's made is absolutely insane. And knowing that we get to be part of something like that is even more special than the stadium itself. It's awesome knowing that we get to go down and be part of current history. And the locker room brings it up almost every day. That is something we're playing for. That is something we're fighting for. And we can't wait to be the first.
It's so neat. They release those videos every now and then, model videos of the stadium and everything. Yeah. And it's like, those are cool, but I'm just ready for the real thing. You know, it's
gonna
be exciting. You guys have a lot of fun training camp videos. Seems like there's always a camera in your guys' face as you come off the training pitch or something. Do you have any favorite like stories or hijinks that's been going on this season?
Actually, today we had one of our cameras out there after training and had our question of the day, and just having those fun little memories after training as you're walking back in, even though training was gruesome and training is super hard and we're working our butts off and super tired, knowing that at the end of the day, we can all come back to each other and have fun over the silly little things that we respond and those questions of the day is just, it's such a good memory to have. And it's honestly what keeps us motivated every single day is those connections and those friendships off the field.
Wait, what was the one today? Did they post that already?
They haven't yet. Can't
say anything. Okay.
When you're walking back and you see them with the camera crew, you're like, oh God, here we go. What am I going to be next?
Everyone runs over and is like, what's the question? What's the question? It's too funny.
You know, the team as a whole has been in fantastic form. I mean, 3 wins in all competitions. What's been the key to that streak? It just seems like first couple games took a bit to get things clicking. Maybe the passes just weren't there. Maybe just weren't on the same page. But now it just seems like things are rolling. What's been going on?
I would have to agree. I think the vibes have been great recently, since from practice to games to off the field. Everyone's just been in super high spirits and wanting to work their butts off for the team. And we knew what we did in the beginning of the season wasn't acceptable. We knew we wanted to be more. We knew we had to push harder. And just seeing it flip and finally click for us at the right time has been nothing but great. And we just want to continue on that uphill.
It kind of seems like the team is recovering from their injuries. What's it like to play with somebody like DeBigna, DiBernardo, and some of those high caliber players?
It's truly astonishing. I still do look up to both of them as players and as people, and being able to go into training every day and play next to them, play against them, it is one of a kind experience. Like, it truly leaves me speechless to know that I get to learn from them firsthand like that, as opposed to watching them through the TV. And it's a training environment that I get super excited to go into every day, because I know it's going to be competitive and it's going to push me to my brink.
All right, guys, we're going to throw to a quick 15-second break. Come on back for more with Michelle Cooper.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, we're back. It's we're still here with Michelle Cooper. Thanks for watching that ad, Michelle. Kind of want to get into your playing style a little bit. Boy, you're aggressive. Hey, let's just say it, because I think you stiff-armed a woman on Sunday, and I was baffled that no foul was called. You go hard. You're fast. You're strong. And is there anyone you model your playing style after? Anyone you've looked up to in your career, or are you just being you?
I would say just being me and taking parts of other players as well. One player I've always looked up to is Julie Ertz, in the way she just always worked so hard. I told my mom when I was younger I wanted to do big things in soccer. And of course, as a child, it was probably crazy for her to hear, and seeing it all finally play out means so much to me. And I've always said, just work hard. I'm going to work hard for my team no matter what it is, no matter what the score is, the minute. And that's something that I also promised Kansas City, and I want to represent them well. So whatever I can do to help the team, and that most of the time that's just working hard, I'll get it done.
You know, I listened to an interview with you on the attacking third, and you mentioned that you really wanted to play against Becky Sauerbrunn, who's a Kansas City women's national team legend. What was that experience like week two against Portland, playing against her? Other than the result, obviously. What was that experience like?
We can't wait for that rematch though, but it was awesome, especially in my second game as a professional player, to know that I get to be put up against someone of that caliber. It really helped me go back and watch film and learn and how to become a better player, both on and off the ball, and learning movements of center backs and how I can learn from them as well. And it was really an experience that I'm very grateful that I got so early in the season, so I can take it into the later months.
Nice. Very cool. Michelle, keeping on the style of the league as a whole, is there anything that has surprised you most about making that transition to the pro level? You scored goals in college.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for goals here at the professional level. You are trying. I see it. You are working.
I'm trying, and I think the difference between the two really is the skill between each player. Each player is at their peak right now, and they're willing to give it all every single day, every single minute. And the speed of play is so much faster here compared to college, and it's been an adjustment the first month. It was definitely something I had to keep up with and learn from, and it's been nothing but great now. And the girls around me are 100% all the time, no matter what the score is, no matter what the minute is in the game. And I would say that's the real difference between college and pro level.
What was that adjustment like that you had to make? Was it a little tweak with more cardiovascular training, or getting stronger? What was that about?
It's definitely getting stronger, and knowing that as soon as you get the ball, pressure is going to come with it. So having a plan in your head and what you want to do and the small little movements off the ball means so much more than it did before.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you've been working on like how you approach the game with, you know, being off ball. Watching the North Carolina game, I think you went from box to box and then made a run all the way down the field and stopped an attacker who was almost one versus one. Is there like another point of pride you take in your game? It's like just a hustle, nonstop effort kind of mentality.
Yes, definitely. I am willing to do whatever it is to help my team in whatever position it is to go and win or to go and stop a goal. And whatever I have to do, I'll do it. And I'll make the 80-yard sprint if I have to. It'll get done.
I get tired just watching you work off ball, not even with the ball at your feet, just your effort away from the ball is incredible.
Thank you so much.
Look, we've talked about it on here where, you know, strikers don't always come all the way back for defense. I mean, they just don't. And all of a sudden, you're near our own corner flag doing a like a recovery run. I was like, what is Michelle doing? This is crazy.
That's too funny.
It just shows the effort, though. I mean, you're there to win. You're there to work hard, and probably there to prove yourself. I mean, it's we're just enjoying it so much. It's really early in this season, but do you have any favorite moments of the year so far, whether on the field or off the field?
Honestly, this past weekend was awesome when we got to play Gotham and having Dabinia score her two goals. The stadium was so electric. I love playing at home. I look forward to every single game, but especially those home ones, knowing that we'll have those thousands of fans backing us up and cheering us on. I would say this past weekend, our Gotham game was huge for us and really a boost that we needed. And that is my most memorable moment so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good Gotham team. I certainly didn't expect a 2-0 shutout. That wasn't a prediction that I had made. So when it happened, we were very excited. What could you tell us about the way you ladies are preparing for Angel City this weekend?
I think we just want to continue building on what we've done so far. We've won 3-4 games now in a row, and one of them being Challenge Cup. We want to continue that in regular season. We know how important it is for us to get those results on the table and taking it just day by day and making sure that we're tidying things up and making sure our speed of play is still there, making sure our physicality is still there. And by the time Sunday comes around, we're flying when we get to LA out on the field and just continue to build on the momentum and the wins that we have, really.
Absolutely. I like that you mentioned Challenge Cup, though. What's everyone's feeling on the new format of Challenge Cup? I know it was a preseason tournament, and now it's kind of integrated throughout the year. What's everyone like? Do they like it?
I think it's hard to tell. We've only played one game so far, so everyone's kind of trying to just navigate having a midweek game on a Wednesday and having another game on a Saturday right after. But through our 1 week we had, we knew we just had to like take our moments to completely be off our feet and just relax. And I think so far we've handled it pretty well, and we'll continue to see how the rest of the season goes with Challenge Cup integrated. But so far we've dealt with it well, and we're going to continue with the patterns that we've had.
Speaking of flying, in the Gotham game, there was a ball outside the box with you and a keeper.
Yeah.
I'm sure your eyes had to light up when you saw that. What was going through your mind when you and Abby Smith are making a run to the
ball? Quite honestly, I said this to my teammates afterwards. I said, who's the yellow person running at me? And then once I realized it was the goalie, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to just get in the box as soon as I can. And that's what we did. And thankfully we scored off of that moment. But yeah, that was crazy. And I'm so grateful that I had both CC, Deb, and Vanessa in the box to be able to have at least one of them put it away.
Oh, that was wildly gutsy from the keeper.
I
would be like, I don't know what made you think you were going to beat me to that ball. Like, have you seen me play? I'm kind of fast.
I was just like, run as fast as you can to get there. That was the mentality.
I love it. So good.
So at this moment, you've had a great college career, number 2 overall draft pick. Yeah. Is there anything you learned about yourself, like throughout this whole entire journey and this whole process?
I learned how much I'm willing to give up to be successful and be able to bring success back home to my family. I've always wanted to give back to my mother. She sacrificed so much for me to be where I am today. And I'm willing to give up a lot of that, half of it being my college career, so I can make her proud and the rest of my family as well.
And that's the thing, right? Like, you can always go back and finish the degree. Yep. You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, you're at the peak point of your career, take that jump, and then, good grief, everyone's getting online degrees these days, you know?
Yeah, yes.
Ain't no thing. Cool, cool. All good, Chris?
Yep, I'm good.
Cool, man. Michelle, gosh, thank you so much. This was awesome. This is something we've been looking forward to for a while, and we're extremely glad you were able to join us.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. This has been great. I've had a lot of fun today.
Absolutely. We'll be watching you Sunday, and gosh, let's get that ball in the net. We're rooting for you.
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
All right. How was that, buddy? Did you have a fun time talking to her?
I love her rookie insight. I love her rookie. And the fact that she is not just like hanging around players, which obviously is fine, but she's taking everything from everybody. You know, she's not just hanging out in a group. She's pulling in everything from everybody as a rookie. That's really cool to see.
True. It was a new thing for me. We've done a few of these player interviews on here. I've done a few over on the Sporting KC side. And I always kind of find that players do have their cliques. They do have their squad that they like to hang out with or go to trivia nights with or something, you know, play Call of Duty with. And she was just like, nah, we're all just, you know, pretty close. We all just hang out and I try to spread around, be with everybody. It sounds just like quite the social butterfly. Not to mention, can we all just remember the fact that Michelle Cooper is 20 years old and came on here and talked with these old sons of bitches. She's probably like, yeah, I just had to do an interview with these old guys.
Have you stopped to think about that for a minute? We usually interview like 30-year-olds, and she's like, yeah, I got these old buggers.
You know what's funny is, like, I don't view myself as being old. Oh, like, yeah. I watched a comedy clip on Instagram the other day, and it encapsulates exactly how I feel. Like, if an old person comes to me, if somebody's like 40-year-old comes to me, I'm like, beat it, old man. You know, this is us young guys.
Bro, you're like 3 years from 4.
I know, but that's just how I feel. I'm like, we're, you know, I don't know what you're selling, sir, but, you know, we're too young for that.
Well, she did not seem like a 20-year-old. I'm like, here we are having almost a literal child to talk. And it's like, no, she's a professional footballer and knows how to speak to media, knows how to have fun. You see it in her smile, her laugh, the way she just carries herself. I'm not here to judge anyone's media presence by any means, because I know I'd be probably nervous. And, you know, they got training, man, that they go through for that kind of stuff. But she was fantastic. I love, you know, we're formulating some goal scoring for her. I'm very excited. She keeps shooting and just keeps getting unlucky. It's coming, dude. She's going to break through. Manifesting. Not sure what I said formulating. I'm stupid.
We're going to speak it into existence is what we're going to do.
Dude, hearing about the draft night is always kind of fun for me, too. I know it is for you. You're kind of a draft geek when it comes to American football and soccer. So to hear her talk about that was pretty neat. To hear her talk about you know, her family, how she really wants to give back to her family. Sounds like she might even finish school later on down the road. I don't know. Love it, dude. I'm a big fan of hers. Bigger fan now.
I mean, first of all, her personality is incredible. It's contagious, right?
Yeah.
Every question she answers, she has a smile.
Yeah.
Whether it's a serious question, it's a fun question, whatever question she's answering, there's a big smile on her face. That's incredibly contagious.
Yeah, you didn't hear her deny that she stiff-armed that girl, though. She just laughed. She's like, yeah, that happened.
She's like, oh, you guys saw that, huh?
Yeah, we saw that. I was surprised nothing was called. The referee was just like, nah. Pulled the whistle away from
her. She had it coming. She had it coming.
She's been rude all game.
Oh, man. I love how when she was in a foot race to the ball, she's like, who is this person in the yellow running at me?
Person in yellow, like it's the referee or something. Like what?
Like there's no conceivable chance that anybody is gonna dare chase, you know, a ball, you know, against her. It's just fantastic.
Remember, I just started ribbing the keeper when she started running out. I was like, what is she doing? Like, she's in a foot race against Michelle Cooper. I think she's gonna lose.
When that was happening, you're like grabbing me. You're like, oh my God, like, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm a grabber. Sometimes
a grabber.
I put my hand on your thigh. It's not sensual. It's just bro stuff.
It's, you know, when you see the ball outside, you see Michelle Cooper running at it. I mean, that's a hand on the thigh kind of moment. But
pay attention. You know, sometimes maybe our head's in our phone or something occasionally. You know, it's Chris likes to tweet. If you're not following him, at ChrisWright21, he's a tweeter.
You're putting me over too much, sir, right? I'm a semi-tweeter.
That's true. I'm gassing you up. Man. Well, dude, excellent thanks to Michelle Cooper and the KC Current Communications Department as a whole. Always nice to have someone on here and talk about the season. So hopefully we can do more of those, man. I'd love to shoot for like a monthly player or something, especially during the season. Yeah. So I don't know. Who you guys want us to talk to? Who's next? Is it Cassie Miller putting up clean sheets all the time? I don't know. If we need a fun nickname for her, because it's three games, three clean sheets, maybe another one coming. So another game coming is Angel City. What's our expectations for this? They are below us, ninth place in the league with 5 points. Tough team, great ownership, great players, great stadium, by the way. If you ever get a chance to go to LAFC, do it. They have a vegan chicken shop there. That's delicious. In the stadium, bro, a vegan chicken shop. Do you like how Michelle Cooper was talking barbecue? And I was like, nah, you're barking up the wrong tree here.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just going to roll with it. But yeah, we're not the best people to ask on that.
I told her we're not fun to hang out with. So, but you know, they've beaten Orlando, right? But they drew with Portland. Oh,
XP keeper goal, right?
Yeah, when they pulled the goalkeeper and she literally scored at the end of the game.
It was like, what, the 6 minutes of extra time. It was in the 97th minute, the last play of the game, and the keeper got a goal. So
if you haven't seen that, go look at this. It was all over Twitter the day of and the day after. It was phenomenal. You could just sense the excitement. She like back heels it in there like she meant to do that. Just very, I say that because I would never mean to do that. I'm sure professionals mean.
You've back heeled a goal before.
Not on purpose.
Well, I don't know if you tripped and backheeled it, but it worked.
I just try to touch it, and maybe it goes in. Sometimes it does, and I just act like I'm the best player ever, and I'm not. I just try to touch it.
Oh, man.
Like my header? What kind of a professional header was that? Didn't mean to, but I did it.
You know, it all counts the same.
Hey, Julie Ertz got on the board this last game, right? Didn't she score?
She did.
Don't like her having confidence. Need to knock that shit off.
I mean, first of all, Angel City, they're missing three high caliber forwards. They're missing Sydney LaRue. They're missing Simone Charlie. And then, Press.
Yeah.
Press. So you would think their attack would suffer.
Yeah.
But Alyssa Thompson is number one draft pick. It is fantastic. Yeah. She did, I think, like, the last game, she did a 1v2 or something like that, and then made a race and put the ball in the back of a net. Just made the whole thing herself. So, obviously, you know, she's creating so much. But Julie Ertz, they're a different team with her on there. I don't know how she is so good at what she does, but she just solidifies the midfield wherever she goes, and she's going to be an issue for Kansas City.
Things to keep an eye out. They like to have possession. I feel like most teams do anyway, so I don't know why we even talk about that anymore, but I mean, it's nice to point out. And they're pretty
like top two or something in the league with...
Is that right?
Yeah, possession percentage.
Well, and they're accurate with their crosses, so I mean, look out for that dangerous scenario coming into the box. I mean,
maybe troublesome for our, you know, some backup defenders in there. How about Croy Soto being thrown in there, dude? Just being put in the mix right away, kind of forced to, you know, thought maybe she was depth, but turns out you're a field player. Get out there. Man, this team is just, it's gelling at the right time, I think. We're in May right now. Hopefully this leads to like a little, you know, maybe a summer streak going on, a little streaky summer. But Angel City's, it's an away game, so you know that's going to be tough anyhow.
They're just a weird team. Like, they don't look great, but they don't look bad, but they're just always competitive in every single game. So it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a tough game, especially playing in LA.
Yeah, man. It's I'm excited. That game is it's on Sunday. If you care to watch Sporting KC, they're at 3:30, and then KC Currents at 7. So just make it a soccer Sunday, dude. I plan to. I'm gonna go get some food and come on home.
You know, one thing I think we forgot to point out was that Binya was named the NWSL Player of the Week.
Oh,
and
yes.
She's also she was in the best 11, so
yeah,
credit to her. Cheat code, human cheat code.
I mean, what is it? 4 goals in 3 games.
Yeah,
right. And so, just get the game genie. Oh my God! Tell us if you've heard of the game genie.
Oh, please, I can't be the only one.
Listen,
you know what? Real quickly. If I go to, you know, I just told the story about the beaded old man. Like, we don't want to hang out with these old people. Referencing a game genie, these young people are probably like, beaded old man. Like, nobody wants to hear about the game genie.
They probably are. We've probably ruined the housing market now. It's no longer, you know, boomers' fault. It's definitely millennials.
Oh, man. You know,
you're not going to get me on TikTok. I'm not doing it.
I refuse.
I can't. I mean, I wouldn't. I'd blow up, by the way. Let's be honest. The dancing would be phenomenal. My TikTok game would be great. Who's got time for that? All right. I gotta be real.
You don't even tweet. You don't even tweet.
I'm not a tweeter. I do be real because it's one picture a day. Unless you post on time, then you get to do 2 more pictures. Was kind of hoping I got my be real during our Michelle Cooper interview. I was going to be like, Michelle, smile real quick. We got to be real. She would have been like, really? You're okay, boomer. You're on be real.
You know, in the interview with Michelle Cooper, you mentioned like how she's strong and she's fast. She reminds me of like a cyborg, like build a character.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know you mentioned that with Dabinia, but like the amount of strength and speed she has in her footwork, her IQ, nobody should have all of that in one package.
Look,
shouldn't have it all in one package.
You're not going to push her off the ball.
No.
She's going to come in hard and take the ball from you. But she's not reckless either. She just comes in, times her tackles well, doesn't go to ground and risk a foul. I'm strictly amazed by the amount of work this striker does off the ball. It's insane, dude. And it opens up so much more for other women to score goals. So just because Michelle Cooper is not on the stat sheet in that way, which, by the way, does she get an assist for that one?
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's an official assist.
I don't think so, but damn it if it shouldn't be a secondary or a thirdly assist because she did all that work. Even if it's not an assist, she knows what the hell she did, and that's all that matters. We know.
And I challenge people to, if you attend games, watch her off the ball.
It's fun.
Watch her. It's fun. It's almost like a second game.
So many people watch the ball in soccer. And, dude, sometimes I'll just watch one person. I do it in basketball, too. I'll watch, you know, someone down low and watch them moving and going outside and boom, pop a 3, you know. Watch Michelle Cooper off the ball. It's a lot of fun.
She's stiff-arming people. She's doing all sorts of stuff.
Stiff-arming. Oh, my God. I hope she does that. I hope she does more of that because that's fantastic. I just want a sign that says, like, stiff-armer.
I want there to be a video, like, just in a highlight package of her just... Like, yeah. In the NFL, just taking their fate. I don't want to hurt anybody, but, you know, just a really cool packet. Or, you know, I'm going to stop now.
If she could just give someone a stone cold stunner, that'd be great. The angle slam.
I think of, like, Derrick Henry when somebody runs at him and he's just like, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking of because that's how it looked.
We don't speak Derrick Henry in Kansas City. That's never a good time.
Well, Kansas City gets the last laugh around here.
That's true. That's true. Tennessee Titans, so good. Buddy, this was one of my favorite episodes to do. It was fun. I feel like I could have talked to Michelle a lot longer, just kind of ran out of questions, ran out of side notes. But hey, we should do that more often. Start thinking who you want to have on, and we should reach out to them and see if they can make it happen.
Just let us know who you want to hear from, and we'll try and get them in here.
Absolutely. Guys, download the KCSN app. That's a thing now. You can go listen to things there. You can watch us. We're on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, people are asking, are putting comments on our YouTubes. You ever go in there and look?
I don't.
You should go look at the comments on YouTube. Someone was like, yo, drop that vegan queso recipe. we're on YouTube. Check us out. You can see my quarter zip. Merch of the match. Hell of a time. It's good. It's good, dude.
It looks good. Looks strong, sir.
Yeah, I feel strong. You're going to have to get one. You're going to have to get it. It was, I don't know, $70. But season ticket discount, so it was actually cheaper than that.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. Buddy, anything else? Anything else for the good folks?
No, I just can't wait to see the next game, see how we play in L.A., and just hopefully keep this ball rolling. I watched the human cheat code and the cyborg just go lay people out.
I love that little tidbit, by the way. She was like, actually, strength was something I did have to focus on. I kind of knew. There had to be something, right? What tweak did you have to make? So she did it.
Well, she did it really well.
Did it really well. We'll be watching. Big thanks to Michelle Cooper. For Chris Wright, I'm Daniel Kuzer. We'll see you next week, all right? We love you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.